Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Phew! I'm off school today because I've got the worst cold ever. Phew! And I'm extra sad because today was the class trip to the Big Bang Playground. It's an amazing hands-on science exhibition, and I'm not going. The only Big Bang round here is my banging headache.
Hiya! Might a superhero alter ego be able to help? Wow, you look rough. Have a tissue. So, are you planning on staying in bed all day?
Yeah.
The most exciting thing I've got planned is the boiled egg and toast soldiers that Dad's making me for breakfast.
That gives me an idea. I'll give you a tour around an amazing science playground right here in your house. It's called your kitchen.
You're joking, right? A kitchen isn't a chemistry lab.
It so is. And cooking, well, cooking just is chemistry. Much, much more interesting than the Big Bang Playground.
Certainly cheaper.
Let's start with that boiled egg that your dad's cooking up. We need to be very tiny.
We're inside an egg. This is not a good look.
Yuck!
This one's all wet and raw. I'm poorly. I should be snuggled in a duvet, not in an egg.
To see why it's all sloppy and sticky in here, we need to get down with the molecules.
Hey, these are polymers, right? Long chains. And these ones look very slippery and slidey, like spaghetti.
Whee! That's what gives raw egg its slippery texture. This protein chain is made up of amino acids.
Oh,
and I think your dad is about to put this egg in the pan.
I can see something is passing through the molecules and making them jiggle faster and faster. Hey, is that heat energy from the pan?
You got it. The energy is making the molecules break apart.
But look, parts of the chain are getting stuck to each other and now they can't jiggle about anymore. It's changing in here.
That's the sulfur part of the protein in egg. It grabs onto other sulfur molecules and doesn't let go. The whole mixture is getting stickier and thicker. And I think we should get out before we get stuck. You can see that the runny egg is now all firm and white, all because the molecules of protein have been denatured or cooked. Heat's a pretty good way of denaturing proteins, but you can even use cold vinegary acids to do the same job, like you get with pickled herrings in a jar.
Thinking about it, loads of food start off squishy and then gets more solid when you've cooked it, like tasty roast chicken.
And other stuff starts hard and goes squishy, like vegetables, where the molecules, well, pretty much break down with the change.
So cooking is all to do with what molecules have changed and what's done the changing.
Wow, you're good. Even when you're still really quite snotty. Sometimes it's the heat, sometimes it's a chemical, and sometimes it's your own hands. Like when you knead dough to make bread, you're physically helping the molecules come into contact with each other and bond together.
Yeah, Dad does all that. He makes our bread himself. It's the best.
And I notice he's got another batch rising over there for later. Perfect. Come on, just time for a quick look.
It's kind of squidgy in here. There's a load of bubbles rising through the sticky dough. I think we're in the way. Where do the air bubbles come from?
It's from the yeast. Yeast is a living thing. It takes in some of the energy from the ingredients and sort of breathes out. And like us, it breathes out carbon dioxide. That's a gas. So the gas is trying to push its way through the dough. That's why bread dough rises.
Good job the dough is stringy and sticky, or the bubbles would get stuck.
That's right. The flour particles contain stringy gluten, which gets stretched by all your dad's kneading. And that's what makes bread, well, bready, and not spongy like cake. Cake doesn't have yeast, so it's a lot less springy.
I think I should get back to bed. Sounds like my brekkie's ready. Dad will be up in a minute.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the kitchen chemistry tour, even if it wasn't the Big Bang Playground.
Not bad at all. Shame there wasn't a gift shop at the end.
Hey, you're getting a boiled egg, aren't you? Stop complaining. Get well soon.
Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.